This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. I am joined through the magic of the internet and laptops by Rafi Khachaturian, who is the author of a New Yorker profile of the man that's in the news so much these days, Julian Assange, who is the founder of WikiLeaks. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, so your profile, you had some amazing access to this person that you describe who is almost paranoid about his privacy and the privacy of WikiLeaks.
Yeah, I think Julian takes his privacy very seriously. Probably has some something to do with his upbringing, his experience as a hacker in his teenage years, and also reflects the nature of his business. He is involved right now with gathering classified and secret information from some powerful institutions, some of which, since my piece has come out, have expressed interest in one way or another through the media that they're interested in finding him and tracking him down.
What are some of the steps that he is taking to protect himself, but I guess also to protect the organization? You started to spell out that they have layers upon layers of servers that are redundant and that they're moving things between multiple countries.
One of the central intentions of WikiLeaks is to create an uncensorable publishing platform. And to be uncensorable, what Julian and his cohorts have done is to create a website that functions in multiple jurisdictions. So they have, I think, around 20 servers is what Julian had told me. They channel their information through multiple countries before it actually even makes it to the website, that is incoming information submissions. And they have hundreds of domain names, or more than 100 of domain names. And so all this is part of the effort to create a website that would be very hard to take down. Any single government or corporation would have a very difficult time doing that.
Are the people around him as concerned about privacy issues? You said that some of the individuals, the sort of the senior level folks, only speak through encrypted chat rooms.
It's true. They use encrypted chat in their communications. I guess it's part of the asymmetry of what they do. When you're at the Pentagon, you have a huge amount of resources, and when you're a small collection of activists, you use what you can, and this is part of the sort of democratization of encryption, that they can sort of make use of this technology. And it's true what you said, that various people within the organization are more secretive than others, and that is partly a reflection of what information they have, what their job entails. So some of the engineers who actually handle the submissions and who actually handle the submission pipeline, as it were, they have access to certain things that even Julian doesn't have direct access to.
Does he perceive himself as a journalist?
That's also a good question, and it's a difficult one to answer. I think he sees himself as an advocate for justice, and if the tools of